Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Here's the pitch, strike call, nothing in one. Like the way Garrett works, too. Jennings is quick on the mound. Doesn't waste time. Nothing in one. The pitch down low for a ball. One and one. A lot of guys almost think too much sometimes, I think. One ball and one strike. From the windup, the pitch. That one is outside. Two and one to the hitter. Yeah. Pat's talking about the pitch clock in Major League Baseball. That is a rule that I do like. Here's the pitch. That one is popped foul, strike two. Two balls and two strikes, and it may never happen, but I said it should happen in high school, too. Move the games along sometimes, you know? And even in between innings sometimes, it's up to the officials, the umpires sometimes, but sometimes I can judge by the commercial breaks, it's a good 3 or 4 minutes between innings, and that's too long. This one fouled back by Sullivan. Back it goes. Now that there's a pitching change, that's one thing. A little different story. Batter steps back out. One out. Two and two on Jennings, or from Jennings. The pitch down low to Sullivan, and the count goes full. Garrett Granger, Garrett Jennings, the battery for this game. Garrett looking in. Garrett with the glove up. The pitch. Foul. First base side. Out of play. Logan Sullivan staying alive. As the Reds will have 2, 3, and 4 up in the bottom of the sixth, and they'd like nothing more than to maybe get a run and get out of here. The 3 outs in the seventh. There's a swinging strike by Sullivan, and he is gone. And kind of jammed him on the inside. Two away now. And the batter will be Mark Otmer. Here at Jennings, struck out, let's see, two in the second. At four, let's see, five, that is strikeout number six, it looks like. Here's the pitch to Otmer, and he's going to hit one first base side and into the trees for strike number one. Good crowd on hand, enjoying this one tonight. Curious but well-behaved. Hands are in their pockets. You know, you look at the temperature and you say, well, it's only 60 degrees, but it's cool out here. There's the pitch down low for a ball. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Offer scored one of the runs last time up. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, well hit. Left fielder is back. Should be playable, and he's got it. Brady McGlynn hauls it in. Four out, and number three. And Reedsburg goes 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. 4-3, Reedsburg leading Casanova as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Belt and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
In the sixth inning, leading off will be Micah Salisbury, followed by Hunter Schmidt and Isaac Jennings for the Cavs Reds in the bottom of the sixth. 4-3 ball game. Good one here tonight. Pirates and the Reds, they're good rivals. Reedsburg starting a franchise back in the early 1990s. We believe 92, maybe 93, somewhere in that area. And they've been competitive ever since. Went on to... they won the Night League, I think, didn't they? A few years ago, it seems like it. If not, they were runner-up. Yeah. I think maybe they won the Night League, yeah. Batter is going to be Salisbury in a moment. Throw goes down to second base, and around the horn it goes. So the Reds try to get something done here in the sixth inning. Salisbury today has popped out and struck out. Time out for the plate to be swept off. I wonder if Brian Alvin sweeps that well at home. I don't know. He does here, though. Everybody back into their positions and ready to go now. Ledger stretches out the arms. From the windup, here's the pitch to Salisbury. Check swing, it is strike. Nothing in one. Outfield straight away in all fields. Micah trying to make contact here. Nothing in one. The pitch. Ball high. One ball and one strike. Wigner looking in. Offmer with the target up. The pitch inside and high. And the count goes to 2-1. Wigner ready again. The 2-1 offering. That one is high. Back to the screen. And the count goes to 3-1. Reds stranded a pair last inning. Really had a chance to maybe get something done. Lacked that key hit. 3-1 now. Salisbury trying to get on. Here's the pitch. Outside, he takes a walk. So Salisbury will be on, representing the tying run. And the batter, Hunter Schmidt. Hunter has struck out and walked and scored. Couple of swings, and he will stand in here. Runner at first base. Getting a lead now is Salisbury. Wagner ready. The pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one to Hunter. Hunter certainly can reach the fence. Nothing in one. Wagner ready. There's the pitch. Reached out and ripped to right field. In there. That one might gap. Salisbury is hustling around second, digging for third. They're going to send him the throw to second, not in time, and it is 4-4 here in Cazenovia. Nice hit for Hunter Schmidt. Ties the game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Time is called. Good piece of hitting by Hunter Schmidt. Opposite field. Gets an RBI double here in a big situation. Still nobody out in the sixth, and the batter will be Isaac Jennings. Isaac has singled and scored and flown out to right field. Jake Wagner ready, checks Schmidt at second. The pitch outside for a ball, and now it gets by, and Hunter is going to hightail it to third base, and there with a slide. So a passed ball, and the Reds have the go-ahead run a heartbeat away here in the inning. Batter is back in. Wagner looking down the barrel, the 1-0 count, and the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes to Isaac. Still nobody out in the inning. Schmidt with a lead at third. 2-0 offering is going to be bounced toward first. This could score the run. They're going to pick it up at first, slip to the second baseman covering. He missed the bag. He missed the bag, and everybody is safe. So they have the mechanics down except the fielder stepped over the bag, and everybody is safe here in Cazenovia. Schmidt stayed at third. They did not risk it. Nobody out. The runner is at first and third. The batter will be Sammy Clary. Sammy has reached on an error, and he has walked. Runners at the corners. Jake Wegner back to work. Here's the pitch. Runner going first to second. It's a strike. They'll fake the throw, and no throw. Stolen base for Isaac Jennings. Runners at 2-3 for the Reds. 4-4 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. We play 7 in Night League Baseball. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Count even at 1-1. 9-inning games on Sundays. 1-1 from Wegner. And here's the pitch. Foul ball. Out of play. Strike two. Most of the Night League games are played on Thursdays, but Kaz likes their Friday games. A lot of people working during the week, and Friday games draw well here. 1-2 offering. Wegner is set. Here comes the offering, and it's high for a ball. 2-2 on Sammy. A couple of ducks on the pond out there. Wegner checks third, and now the pitcher ready the deal. That one is going to be bounced back to the pitcher, and they've got Schmidt off of third. Throw to third, dives back in, and they got him. So getting the lead runner, Reedsburg, getting the out. That one bounced back to the pitcher, and Wegner wasted no time throwing over to Sullivan for the out. So Jennings is at second. Clary at first on the fielder's choice, and Monty Jennings will be the batter. Big out for the Pirates. Monty with a fly ball, sack fly back in the first, and he has walked. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the hitter. Reds trying to take the lead in the sixth. Wegner looking in for the target from Offmer. Back and ready, the 0-1 offering, the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Monty working his way back in. Two-strike pitch from Wegner. And here's the pitch. That one is high. 1-2. Isaac Jennings and Sammy Clary on the base paths. They're quick guys. One of the gap could put two in here. One away in the sixth inning. 1-2 offering. And here comes the pitch. That's strike three called. Caught him looking. And there are two away now. So for Wegner, his first strikeout, and that comes at a big time. Here's Houston Boland. It's up to Houston in the sixth inning. He has grounded out and walked. Adjusts the helmet and stands in. Runners leading at 1-2. Wegner to work. And here's the pitch. Taken high. 1-0. Garrett Jennings in the hitter's circle. If Houston can reach. 1-0 pitch from Wegner, and there it is. It's going to be high. Ball two. 2-0 to the batter. Wegner working from the stretch again. Jennings leading it second. Clary at first. The 2-0 pitch taken for a strike. 2-1. So Boland will step out. Report back in. Wegner checks second. Here's the pitch. And he got a foul on that one. Stuck the bat out. It tipped it. And it's back to the screen for strike two. 2-2. Houston Boland trying to pick one here against Wegner. Give the Reds a lead. Runners leading at first and second. The 2-2 offering from Wegner. There it is. Change up. He swung and missed. And that is out number three. That'll do it for the Reds. They do tie the game. They get a run on a hit. There was an error. Two left on. We go to the seventh. Tied at four. Reedsburg and Casanova here at Casanova Memorial. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Here's Lincoln Smith leading off the top of the seventh, and he takes a strike. Garrett Jennings on for his seventh inning of work, now at 108 pitches. Smith has walked and scored and struck out tonight. Here's the pitch, and he takes inside. One ball and one strike. 4-4 in the seventh. Both teams with a chance to do something heroic and get out of here with a win. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nice pitch. Garrett's still locating very well. And the one ball, two strike offering from the windup. Jennings with a pitch down low. Two balls and two strikes. Oakes and Adams do as well for the Pirates in the seventh. 2-2 offering is taken for strike three. Ball goes around the horn. Seven strikeouts for Garrett Jennings. This will bring up left-handed hitting Cooper Oaks. He has reached on an error and doubled to knock in one of Reedsburg's four runs. 4-4 ball game, top of seven. Garrett Jennings from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly toward the pitcher. Picked up by Garrett Jennings. Plants, throws, and got him. Two up, two down. And the hitter will be Connor Adams. Connor has popped out, and he has reached on an error. So time taken, and Connor will stand in. Reedsburg's got some good left-handed batters in the lineup. Garrett Jennings gets to work. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one outside, one ball and no strikes. Reedsburg with a run in the first and three in the fourth. Gaz with one in the second. Scoring three in that fourth inning, or two in the fourth inning, I should say, and one in the sixth. 2-0 now on Adams. Two away in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Ripped first base, third base side, down the line and out of play. 2-1 on Connor Adams. In the booth here tonight, we're enjoying this one in Casanova. Hope you are wherever you are this evening. Good ball game. 2-1. Here's the pitch to Adams. Reached out, bounced toward right field. Over to get it is Hunter Schmidt from first. Foot race. Now he flips it to the pitcher covering. Garrett is there in time. And Reedsburg goes 1-2-3. That's a 3-1 put out. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at four. The Reds need a run for a win. And the bottom of the seventh is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Well, we hope to see you at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance tomorrow after the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade in Richland Center. They'll have all kinds of fun stuff and a special guest at their parking lot party. 4-4 ball game, bottom of seven. Here's Garrett Jennings leading off. And the pitch inside. Backed him away. Jake Wagner remains on the hill. It's the two Garretts and Brady McGlynn, two for the Reds in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wagner from the windup, and here comes the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Any old way. It's somebody on it. Gap one, or there's an error out there or whatever. You just need base runners. There's a strike called on Garrett Jennings. And if you're Reedsburg, you're trying to push it to the eighth inning. One ball and two strikes. Wagner kicks high and fires. That one fouled out of play by Garrett Jennings. Fouled back into the night. Probably find some of those the next day. When it's dark, a little hard to find it. One and two. Here comes the pitch to Garrett Jennings. Just a bit outside. Count even. Two balls and two strikes. Jake Wagner, the pitcher, wanted that one. He's working again. Works on the pitcher's rubber, and it's two and two on Garrett Jennings. Wagner's set, and the pitch, strike three call. There it is, and there is one away. Three strikeouts for Wagner since coming out in relief in the fifth. Garrett Granger will be the batter. He is grounded out and popped out as well for the Reds. Batting in the seventh inning, one away. Wagner ready to go, kicks and fires. That one is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wagner already up to 50 pitches. It's coming out in relief. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Ranger trying to get aboard. Bring him around. Here's the pitch inside for ball two. Two and one for the Weston High School graduate. Wagner looking in for the target. From the windup, here's the pitch. There's a strike. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Ranger moving up in the batter's box. 2-2 offering is swung on and missed, and there are two up and two down. That'll bring up Brady McGlynn. Reedsburg one out away from pushing it into an extra inning. Brady McGlynn has grounded out and reached on an error in his previous at-bats this evening. So McGlynn is in. Wagner saying yes to the sign. From the windup, there's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Wagner working the corners pretty well. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch, high, one and one. Avery McGlynn due next for the Reds if Brady can reach base. One ball and one strike. Time called. Brady steps out. Now Wagner is set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. He had a good one to hit. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Back to Wegner. Target set up by Hosmer. And the 1-2 offering is swung on and missed, and we're going to the eighth inning. Extra innings tonight in Kaz. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Seven complete, 4-4, Reedsburg and Kaz in home talent night league baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Welcome back to Reedsburg as we go to the eighth inning. Aaron Nephart will join the right side of the batter's box. He'll be followed by Don Molitor and then the top of the order. I should say Sawyer Molitor. Don's not in the batting order tonight. This one is going to be a strike, nothing at one. From the windup, Jennings with a pitch. Bounced foul outside of third for two strikes. Cavs going with Garrett Jennings, 119 pitches tonight. Ball goes back to Garrett. Infield steps back. That's a lot more than a pitch in high school. Garrett says yes to the sign, the two-strike pitch. There it is, curveball, strike three called. Garrett seems to be getting better as the game goes on. One away, that is strikeout number eight. Back to the top of the order, and Sawyer Molitor, he has singled, struck out, and lined out. So Sawyer standing in, left-handed batter, and a tough stick. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be foul, way out of play. Nothing in one. Over toward the new concrete that they put down for the band stage over there. They got the concrete floor. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That is down low for a ball. I wanted to put my hands in there and write my name, but Jeff wouldn't let me. Wanted to Kaz Hall of Shame. One and one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sawyer screwed himself in the ground there as he swung around, and there are two strikes on him. One ball and two strikes. Garrett has pitched a good game here. Seems to have their number. One ball and two. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched well the center field. Center fielder going over, and he... Did he get it? He did. Monty Jennings over the shoulder catch. I kind of lost him out there in the deep right center field area, and he got it running back toward the fence, and there are two away. So the hitter will be Wyatt Molitor. Good ride by Sawyer Molitor. Wyatt Molitor has flown out to center. He has walked and grounded out. So Wyatt with a couple of swings and will stand in. We're in the top of the eighth, tied at four here in Casanova tonight. Jennings with the pitch. Check swing, and it's a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. Jennings from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball, one and one. game is going to go later. I think Jeff even had a hot day tonight, didn't he, after the game? Going to have to wait. 9:30 now. Yeah, he is. Casanova's most eligible bachelor. 1-1 is down low for a ball. 2-1. Nobody on, 2 away. 2-1 from Garrett Jennings. There's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Big cut by Wyatt Molitor. So two outs. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes. 2 away. And Molitor moves up in the batter's box. Garrett Jennings from the windup. There's the pitch. Reached out, bounced foul outside of third. And Molitor will stay alive as the ball is retrieved and brought back to Garrett Jennings. Wyatt was all the way to first base. Gets back and grabs the bat. Garrett from the windup. The 2-2 offering is going to be taken low. Count is full. 3-2 to the batter. Molitor ready to go. Jennings from the windup. The payoff is going to be ripped up the middle. That's a base hit. So he will round first and hold with a two-out single. And the hitter will be Jake Wegner. Jake has reached on an error. He has grounded out a couple of times. So Wegner will stand in, trying to help his own cause. Tie ball game, so he's now the pitcher of record. Wyatt Molitor with a lead over at first base. The pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. That's Reedsburg's first base runner since the fourth inning. Jennings has been moving along and mowing him down. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. On the ground, one ball and one strike. Time out for the plate to be swept. And now they'll come back and do it again. Jake Wegner standing in. Jennings to the belt. The pitch. Strike call. Two on the batter now. One ball and two strikes. Garrett getting that outside corner. Looking good. 1-2. Jennings is set. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside. Count is even. Two balls and two strikes here in the eighth inning. Molitor back to first and tags up. 2-2 is going to be swung on and hit to right down the line. The right fielder falls down. That ball's going to roll toward the fence. And Wyatt Molitor is going to be waved at third. Now they got the brakes on as the throw comes on. Runners at second and third. Right fielder slipped down and the ball just kept on rolling. So Wegner at second. Molitor at third, and James Corwith coming in. Corwith has singled to knock in one of Reedsburg's runs tonight. He has struck out and grounded out. 4-4 ball game, and I believe we may have a pitching change. And Garrett Jennings now at 136 pitches. That is a lot. So I think they're going to bring in a new man from the sidelines to do some throwing here tonight. We'll have a pitching change in Casanova, tied at 4 in the 8th inning. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
The new pitcher for Casanova is Houston Boland. We're in the eighth inning, and Reedsburg has two aboard with two out. So Garrett Jennings with a great effort here tonight for the Cas Reds. He is able to strike out a total of seven batters. And with the two hits here in the inning, gave up six hits, but he worked a long time. Leaves with 135 pitches behind him. So Houston Boland, the batter. Or the pitcher, I should say. Houston has not thrown a lot in high school, mostly the Bulldogs catcher. Says yes to the sign, runners leading at 2-3, and Houston's pitch is wild, back to the screen, but not in time. A nice play by Garrett Granger, the catcher. The runner is going to move off of third and then get back. Reedsburg trying to get the go-ahead run in here in the eighth inning, tied at 4. Carr with the batter. He is a power hitter. One ball and no strikes. Boland set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike, and one that caught the outer edge. Houston gets the ball back. Oliver at third. Wegner at second. 1-1 offering to Corwith. It's high. 2-1 to the batter. Runners back to second and third. Reedsburg has not scored since they put three on the board in the fourth inning. 2-1, there's the pitch, swing and a miss. He went for it and missed. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Time is called. And Corwith checks back in, runners leading at 2-3. Boland ready. There's the pitch. Inside. Backed him away, and it's ball three. Boland back to the mound. Payoff pitch time coming. There is a place for Corwith at first base. Payoff time, and here is the pitch. Down low. He walked him. They are loaded up here in the eighth inning. And Logan Sullivan will be the batter. Logan is hit into a fielder's choice. He has doubled and struck out here tonight. Sullivan will adjust the batter's helmet and stand in. Runners leading at 1, 2, and 3 now. In a jam, but there are two away. Boland set. There's the pitch. Popped foul into the net for strike one. Nothing at one. Houston Boland, who will be a senior this year at Ithaca Schools. 3-year varsity player, injured his knee in basketball last year, came out as a DH for the team. Swing and a miss, nothing in two, but primarily a catcher. He had a thrown-out runner in the Sunday game here at Cavs, which was very impressive. Right now he's down, he's got the batter down 2 strikes. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. The 0-2 offering is high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 4-4 ball game. Reds trying for that elusive out in the eighth inning. Boland looking in for the sign, the glove up from Granger, the 1-2 offering. There's the pitch popped against the screen, and Sullivan stays alive. So a new baseball coming out for Boland. He'll head back to the mound now. 1-2. Cavs trying to get to the dugout, still tied. 1-2 offering is swung on and popped again against the net. Sullivan hangs tough. He'll take it back and try again. Mark Opmer due next for the Pirates. If he bats, that means at least one run has scored. Boland back to the belt, and here's the pitch from Huey. It's swung on and popped foul again on the first base side and out of play. Bring it back, and get her going again here. Mahler leading at third, Wagner at second, Corwith at first, 1-2 offering from Bolin. And there's the pitch, high. Count is 2-2. Sullivan staying patient at the plate. 2-2 from Bolin. And here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted toward left. This one could be playable. The shortstop back, Isaac Jennings. He's got it with a tremendous grab. Shortstop Isaac Jennings pulls it in, and Reesburg strands the bases loaded. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, three left on for Reesburg. We go to the bottom of inning number eight. 4-4 ball game, Kaz and Reesburg on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Avery McGlynn will lead it off, followed by Landon Olson and then Colton Greenwood. Reds need a run. Sudden death here in the extra inning, eighth inning, and Wagner from the windup. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Avery had a hit previous time up, grounded out back in the third, and singled in the fifth. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Wagner struggled a little bit with control when he first came on, but he's starting to bring it. He has struck out five, struck out the side in the seventh inning. Time is called as Avery steps out. Two-strike offering from the windup. There's the pitch, and he swings and misses. There is one away. Six strikeouts now for Jake Wagner, and the batter will be Landon Olson. Olson has struck out a couple of times tonight, looking for his first hit, trying to get aboard here for the Reds. Wagner winds and fires. That one is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Top of the Kaz order. Bolton Greenwood. Two next with one away. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in two to the hitter. Fans moving around to stay warm here tonight. Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss, and there are quickly two away. Seven strikeouts for Wagner, and back to the top of the order, Colton Greenwood will be the batter. Colton has popped out. He has walked and scored and grounded out. A couple of swings, and he will be in. Here at Kaz, 4-4 in the eighth. Wagner from the windup. The pitch swung on and popped foul out of play. Nothing and one. Wagner gets the ball back. Greenwood ready from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher off the foot of the batter. It's strike two. Two strikes on Colton. Taps the plate and gets back and ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped foul into the net. Greenwood's still alive there as he popped it back. Ball goes back to Wegner, and the two-strike offering to Greenwood. There it is, just a bit outside. One ball and two strikes. Reedsburg trying to push it to the ninth inning. Wegner, pitch number 68 right there. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled. First base side, not a play. Colton hanging strong, hanging tough here in the eighth inning. Wegner gets it back. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and popped. This one should be playable. The first baseman is over, and he's got it for out number three. The Reds go without a whimper here in the eighth inning, and we're going to the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Reds. We go to the ninth inning, tied at four. We should have had a seventh inning stretch here tonight. We didn't know we were going this long. We'll be back with more in a moment from Kaz on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Mark Oppmer watches one go back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. It is the top of the ninth inning. 4-4 ball game. And Houston Boland on for his second inning of work. Delivers a ball. It's 2-0. Oppmer, Lincoln Smith, and Cooper Oates. Reedsburg picked up a couple of hits in the previous inning. Enough of the show. They stranded the bases loaded. There's a strike on the batter. And the count is 2-1. Boland from the windup. There's the pitch. And it's going to inside and hit him. So Oppmer, hit by a pitch, will head to first base. And the batter will be Lincoln Smith. Lincoln has struck out, walked, and struck out. So Reedsburg with a base runner. It's leadoff batter on for the first time since the fourth inning. Got the leadoff man on. Houston Boland on for Garrett Jennings, who pitched really well tonight. Strikes out 7, gives up 6 hits to Reedsburg. The pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Boland came on in the 8th and was able to get the final out after walking a batter and then getting a pop out. And we're playing in the 9th. Boland ready, and the batter bunts it, missed it. It's a strike. One ball and one strike. May have nicked the bat for a foul ball, but nonetheless, it is a strike. Butter leads at first. Boland ready. There is the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It's a ball. 2-1 to Lincoln Smith. Smith checking the sign over at third base. And Boland ready. There's the pitch. It is a ball. 3-1, nobody out in the Reedsburg half of the ninth inning. Sounded like the Brewers were still leading the Cardinals, 3-1 at last word. They'll get done before we will tonight, I would think. Boland ready, the batter squares, hits the ball, and he walked him. There are two aboard now in the ninth inning. The batter will be Cooper Oaks. He has reached on an error. He has doubled to not get a run. and he has grounded out. So Reedsburg with a threat going in the ninth inning. Tied at four, and again, no one out. Houston Boland back to work. Oakes is in. Dewey to the belt, and the pitch. Batter bunts it. Third base side, foul. Nothing in one. Both teams have, Reedsburg especially, has tried to bunt. I don't know if there's been a successful bunt tonight. So nothing in one. Pirates trying to advance those runners, which is a good idea here in the ninth inning for them to try and get somebody a little closer to scoring. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch by Houston. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ken Cavs winning a couple of weeks ago in this longtime rivalry. 6-5. Reedsburg looking for revenge tonight. We're in the top of the ninth. Our second extra inning in night league play. The pitch, swing and a miss. And there is one away. First strikeout tonight for Boland. And now the batter is Connor Adams. Donner has popped out. He has reached on an error. And he has grounded out. One away, runners at first and second. Boland to the belt. And ready, the pitch, check swing and a ball. One ball and no strikes. Both teams using the extra hitters. Reedsburg with an extra man in the lineup. Boland is set with a 1-0 offering. That is outside for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Houston back, looking down for the glove. Here's the pitch outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes now. Adams batting for the left side for the Reedsburg Pirates. 3-0 is called a strike. And it is 3-1. Hitters count for the batter. Boland trying to focus on the net. Here's the pitch. That one is taken inside for a ball. So that was close, but it's ball four. Opmer will go to third. Smith is at second. Adams at first. Timeout for a conference at the mound. Again, we're in the ninth inning, tied at four. Reedsburg now with a big threat going with runners at 1, 2, and 3. There is one out. As is hope could be a double play ball here or focus on the batter and out at a time here, but they're going to talk it over with Houston, and he'll stay on the mound here for the Reds in the ninth inning. The batter will be Aaron Nephart. Runners at 1, 2, and 3 for the Pirates with only one away. Nephart is the 10th batter in the order. Boland ready. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Reedsburg trying to break the tie of four here in the top of the ninth inning. Boland looking in for the glove. 0-1 offering. Swung on. Bounced toward the pitcher. We're going to pick it up and a foot race home, and they didn't get him. And he's safe. The tag was missed and the base was missed and the runner slid back in head first and he is in for run number 5, it looks like. So Otmer scores. It is 5-4. Smith goes to third. Adams at first, and I should say at second, and Nephart goes into first base. So gets an RBI on that one. Otmer coming in, and again, tag was missed. He slid by the home plate, and the umpire didn't make a call because there wasn't a tag. Nobody had scored. He slid back in and was safe. 1-0 now. That one missed to Sawyer Molitor. One ball and no strikes. Bases are loaded in the ninth. The pitch down low and back to the screen. Reedsburg's going to try to score. They're going to be waiting for the tag there as they tag the runner. Nice play by Garrett Granger, who took that wild pitch and tagged the runner trying to score. So that's the second out. Adams goes to third, and Nephart at second base. 2-0 on the batter. Reedsburg scoring a run with a hit here in the inning. Runner is at 2-3. Bowling ready. The pitch is called a strike. 0-1 on Sawyer. Couple of swings, and he is back and ready. Boland with a 2-1 pitch. That one is called a ball. 3-1 on Sawyer. Reedsburg leading in the ninth by 4. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the batter. Sawyer will take a long walk and head back in. Left-handed batter trying to knock home a couple of insurance runs for Reedsburg. Kaz trying to get back to the dugout. The pitch outside, he walked in. So Sawyer down at first base, and the batter will be Wyatt Molitor. Wyatt has flown out, he has walked, he has grounded out, and he has singled tonight. Taps the cleats, and now we'll stand in. Couple of big hitters top of the order here for the Pirates. Runners lead at 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nice pitch from Houston. 0-1. Gets that outside call. He'll get the ball back. 0-1. Here's the pitch. Strike 2 call. Wyatt Molitor watching all the way. Two hitter in the order. He is back in and ready. Runners lead at 1-2-3. The 0-2 is, did he go around? He did, says the umpire, and that will do it. He went around, and it is a 5-4 lead now as Reedsburg takes a lead in the top of the ninth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. It is the Reedsburg Pirates leading it 5-4 over the Kaz Reds. Reds will come back and try to get it done here. In the bottom of the ninth inning, they need a run to keep it going. Reedsburg needs 3 outs to get it done. That'll be it for this inning, and the argument continues. Reedsburg arguing the called third strike. That'll do it for the argument, and we'll be back with the bottom of the ninth coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Like a Salisbury swings and misses, and we're underway here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-4 Reedsburg. Wegner from the windup. The pitch called strike 2. Brewers get a win tonight over the Cardinals, 3-2. That is a second win of the series for the crew. Swinging strike by Salisbury, and there is one away in the ninth inning. The batter will be Hunter Schmidt. Wegner has really tuned it up and settled down since coming on in relief. So the batter, Hunter Schmidt. Hunter has struck out, walked, and doubled to knock in a run. by four, Reedsburg, bottom of nine here at Cass Memorial. There's the pitch. Curveball is down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Timeout as they look for the baseball. All right. Back and ready. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to be upstairs for ball two on Hunter. Isaac Jennings due next. How about Isaac? He had a home run back on Sunday. How about that? Get somebody on and pop one here. It'll be popping some corks in Casanova. Here's the pitch to Hunter. He swings and misses. 2-1. Reedsburg trying to get out of it with a win. Getting a run on a hit. And three left on in that top of the ninth. Here's a chopper toward short. Down on it is the pitch of the shortstop. Molitor throws it across the diamond in time, and there are two up and two down. And the batter will be Isaac Jennings. Isaac has singled and scored. He has flown out to right.